This is a good story. I've been looking forward to this this story because, you know, a lot of times I talk to people who inherited a program or a good idea. It's not always I get to talk to the people who came up with the idea, put it into the works, and it's about collaboration, which is important for everyone. But it's especially important to Dr. Samuel Stanley, the president of Michigan State University, and Wright Lassiter III, the president and CEO of Henry Ford Health System. Their partnership is celebrating their one-year anniversary this month. In just 1 year, they've reached several milestones across the shared goals, culminating in the public launch of a new unified brand last fall. And as this new year begins, it's a new year of possibilities, and they're building on that foundation. Dr. Samuel Stanley and Wright Lassiter III, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. Wright, it's been a longer time since I've spoken with you than with Dr. Stanley. Good morning, Wright.
Good morning, Paul W. How are you?
I am excellent. And Dr. Stanley, always a pleasure to welcome you back to the program.
It's always great to be with you, Paul.
How did this all come about? And I'm going to start with you, Dr. Stanley. How did the two of you reach out to each other to collaborate like this?
Well, we've been very interested in finding partnerships that would help really push our work in the field of medicine forward and in the health sciences. And I think people who work for us were probably some of the first to come together. I'd give Norm Beauchamp, our executive vice president for the health sciences, a big shout out for this. And I think they were carrying out, as I said before, this mission of trying to find ways we could increase our impact. And we knew, of course, about Henry Ford and all the amazing work that was going on there. And I don't know who actually did the first bit of outreach, but they built and we have come together very much rapidly since then.
And Wright Lassiter III, you had plans for a very long time. I was around Henry Ford Health System for a very long time doing our program, Minds of Medicine, and I was kind of privy to some of the plans before they were announced and introduced, but you worked on the Cancer Center and all the different things and new construction and all of that. And cancer research and cancer care has benefited greatly from this collaboration. Talk to me a little bit about that, Wright.
Thanks, Paul. And let me just say first and foremost that not unlike Sam, Dr. Stanley's perspective, from my very arrival, I wanted to deepen and further our academic partnerships. And so Michigan State was and is and will be a great partner for us to do that. As you know, Paul, cancer care is something that Henry Ford has cared deeply about for a long time. And our aspiration is to create one of the country's top destination cancer programs so that we can serve the residents of Michigan as well as we possibly can. You know, and as we thought about the investments that we wanted to make, as you know, we opened about a year ago a destination cancer center on West Grand Boulevard across from Henry Ford Hospital. As we wanted to make those kinds of investments today and going forward to deepen our research and discovery around cancer care, it was really critical to have an academic partner like MSU. We're excited by the fact that we have a facility that offers the residents of Michigan and beyond every aspect of cancer care possible. We're excited that we have more than 100 researchers jointly between Henry Ford and Michigan State that are working on expanding our research portfolios between our two organizations. We're excited to be working on a journey toward a National Cancer Institute designation for our cancer program over time in partnership with MSU. And you know, Paul, I would just say that going forward, we think the sky's the limit as it relates to not only cancer care, but as it relates to advancing diversity and other items as well.
And we are all the beneficiaries of this collaboration. We will all benefit from all of this. And Dr. Samuel Stanley, MSU president, I understand that you're going to be opening an MSU health education campus at Henry Ford Hospital.
That's absolutely right, Paul, and we're very excited about it. We, of course, as you know, graduate more MDs and DOs than any other university in the United States, and we're very proud of that. And one of the things they require, of course, is outstanding opportunities to do their training, particularly in their third and fourth year. So we're beginning with those students, and they will be based at the Henry Ford Hospital as well as in their community hospital. From one of their community hospitals, and it's going to be just an incredible opportunity to expand their access to great clinicians and great education. And we're doing it with the College of Nursing as well. And so these opportunities are tremendous. This is something that is, I think, undervalued sometimes, the ability to provide this kind of training to physicians. And this partnership with Henry Ford really expands our educational opportunities. But we won't stop there. Been on top of this for a while. We really want to work on getting first and second year students there as well, analogous to what we've done in our medical mile in Grand Rapids. And so that's going to be the critical goal that we want to move ahead on as well.
Well, you're right in line with advancing diversity, equity, inclusion, and justice, creating a unified research community, doing a great job, breaking ground within the next maybe 18 months for this research building we're talking about. Appreciate your input on all of this, Dr. Samuel Stanley, MSU president. And then Wright Lassiter III, Henry Ford Health System president and CEO. I couldn't close out a conversation with somebody doing what you do without asking the very latest and how you're holding up with staffing and everything else with COVID-19.
Well, thanks for the question, Paul. And I would just say that we have thousands, tens of thousands of healthcare heroes that are working tirelessly to serve the community as it relates to COVID. We're holding up fine. This has been a good week in that our volumes related to COVID are declining, and so that takes a little bit of tiny bit of pressure off our staff. And so we're holding our own, and I couldn't offer more thanks to the folks who work on the front line providing care related to both COVID and more broadly. So thank you for the question.
Here's a question before we go in the final minute here. Do we have an official name for this collaboration? It seems to be missing. I don't have an official name. Maybe you don't have one, and maybe we should come up with one.
Well, we launched our new brand last fall as the Henry Ford MSU Health Sciences, and so we've got swag that's going out. So it's not it's not a new creation. It's just the two names of two organizations that have served the state of Michigan extremely well for more than a century. And so at the moment that is the name, the Henry Ford Health Michigan State Health Sciences. That's our brand name.
Wright Lassiter
III.
It's a mouthful, but yes, we're going to come up with a better name. Wright Lassiter III, Henry Ford Health System President and CEO, and Dr. Samuel Stanley, MSU President. Any way we can help with a name that sums it up, we will. We appreciate both of you and all the work that you represent here on News Talk 760 WJR.